T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Charges have been filed against a retired priest in the hit-and-run accident that killed a St. Michael school teacher and left another one injured. 73-year-old Paul Burrick is charged with aggravated DUI and leaving the scene of the fatal accident that happened Wednesday night. Orland Park Police Chief Tim McCarthy says the retired priest and the teachers had just left a Christmas party at a restaurant near the Orland Square Mall.
The victims of this crash were crossing the service road to go to their car at the time of the crash. The driver of the striking vehicle left the scene and did not contact the police. Officers and paramedics responded to what was a chaotic scene. Good Samaritans helping the victims.
Bond for the retired priest has been set at $10,000. Officials identified the victims as 61-year-old Margaret Leja, who was killed, and a third-grade teacher, Mrs. Elizabeth Kostek. She was treated and finally released from an area hospital. Gilson Park on the lakefront in Wilmette has a beaver problem, as we hear now from WBBM's Mike Krauser.
Nobody has reported seeing the beaver or beavers. They tend to work at night, but they've seen the handiwork, about a dozen trees downed or damaged to the point they won't survive.
This is a new one for me.
Wilmette Park District Executive Director Steve Wilson.
Mostly birch wood trees that they seem to prefer.
And mostly smallish, around 3 inches in diameter, but some are larger and not all birch.
Many of the trees were memorial trees, so we're going to try and contact the families and work with them in replacing those. At this point, the cost would be borne by us, not by the families.
Wilson says they talked to wildlife experts who said they won't likely have success trapping and relocating beavers this time of year. They said it would be a waste of money, so they'll try in the spring. In the meantime, they're putting wire mesh around the base of trees in the park. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Chicago officials say they are working with ride-hailing companies in the city to reduce the number of sexual assaults that occur even before the latest statistics came out.
According to Uber, the biggest ride-hailing company, there were 3,000 sexual assaults during U.S. trips last year. Company officials also report that half the assaults were allegedly passengers assaulting drivers. Still, the company says it's taking steps, including better and more discreet ways for passengers and drivers to summon police. A spokesman for Chicago's Department of Business Affairs and Consumer Protection says the city's been working with the ride-hailing companies to develop more stringent safety requirements, including a requirement that they report when drivers are dismissed for sexual misconduct. The Washington Post reports that in Chicago alone, more than 300 drivers were dismissed from Uber, Lyft, and Via for alleged sexual misbehavior from January 2016 to August of this year. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Caroline Kennedy inaugurated a new aircraft carrier named the USS John F. Kennedy.
I christened the United States ship John F. Kennedy. May God bless the ship and all who sail in her.
As the daughter of the former president, Mrs. Kennedy sponsored the ship, which is scheduled to replace the USS Nimitz after it is decommissioned. Charges have been filed against one of two men taken into custody this week after an hours-long standoff in Round Lake that ended with authorities having to go into the attic to arrest the man despite a fire hose being used to flush him out. A 23-year-old Round Lake Beach man was charged with resisting arrest, obstruction of justice, and is being held on $50,000 bond.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.